is Ruth, and I'm a resident in Withenshaw, and I'm also a founder of Know Africa, a registered charity based in Withenshaw. I just want to highlight a few things that we as an organization have gone through since March last year, when we had to change a lot of things that we used to do and to respond to the emergency. Initially, our organization was found in 2018 with the aim of bringing the local people together through traditional dances, music, traditional food, whereby we cooked and invited the locals and the entire community to come and have a taste of our traditional food and enjoy our music. But that was not the case since March last year. We had to restructure and change the nature of our service, and we quickly had to respond to the emergency. Just to highlight a few of the emergency that we as an organization had to respond as quickly as we could. It was an emergency of food and also a collection of prescription and dropping off of the prescription to members who are shielding by then. In connection to food parcel, I just want to say that our organization, since March up to now, we've seen a rise in a lot of people going into food poverty, because a lot of our BMA community, most of them have lost jobs. Some of them, they were working in the same industry, and both husband and wife have lost jobs, and now they have to depend on state benefit, which is not enough. And we've been receiving a lot of calls, a lot of referrals from Withenshaw housing, from local schools, self referrals, people calling in just for us to get in and help where we could. With the help of a few organizations like Forever Manchester and Lottery, A Word for All, we were able to secure some funding, which has helped us to help and extend our helping hand unto this community since March up until February, when the project came to an end. And since February, we've seen a raise in demand of food, in demand of help from the community. And we as an organization decided to open an African food bank to address culturally sensitive foods that our community consume. The reason why we came up with this idea is because a lot of people, after our funding finished, we referred them to the local food banks, but they came back to us after attending two or three visits. They came back to us and said they couldn't carry on going to the local food banks, as the local food banks are providing food that they are not quite familiar with. And a lot of the food is teen food, and a lot of our children in our BMA community are not familiar with that kind of food, because we as a BMA community, especially African community, we cook from the scratch. So our children are not used to that kind of food. So it was really hard for this community, for these families, and they came back and said they were not going to go to those food banks just to take the food for the sake of it. That's the reason why we sat down, and as an organization, we decided to come up and open a food bank. But we depended on our well wishes and just people to support us. And up to now, we are still doing it, and good enough. Parkway Green House, Green Parkway Green, they gave us a premises where we are running this food bank, but the demand is overwhelming. We are not meeting the demand. We are working with the community. We know what the community needs, and we know these families, and our resources are limited. We cannot reach to all these families. That's the reason why we are calling upon organization, we are calling upon authorities, the council, we are calling upon businesses people to pull together to help us to reach out to these families. Thank you so much for now, and I'm looking forward to working together with the people from the authority, people from local businesses, and the local community to see into it that no one goes to bed on an empty stomach.